The following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on July 14, 1987 in Copenhagen, Denmark. The class begins with a reading from the Chaitanya Lila.
Now that Arigis Swami is there, things are happening much faster. Transcendental intelligence is helping. In Mayapur, we reorganized the administration along city lines, rather than just like a temple. It's such a big project, so it's developed like a city. We work together on that structure of administration. And presently, Harikesh Maharaj is working a lot with the architects and having the big temple design. Tomorrow there'll be the BBT meeting in Stockholm. One of the topics will be Mayapur. And basically in different ways the Mayapur project is developing. Samadhi is being constructed, a 1,000-bedroom guest house is being constructed, and each department is being made more efficient for becoming self-sufficient. It's a book, Sankirtan Party. Right now the problem is that before Mayapur was always gaining direct financial aid from the Calcutta temple, but now is basically on its own financially, so we had to make our own Sankirtan party for fundraising until the departments are self-sufficient. Biggest thing is we're trying to do is get the big temple designed and start that very quickly. There's a lot of things. I mean, Ganges is moving closer, so we're trying to get the Ganges. Some devotees from Germany went there. If the government may help from Germany to stop the Ganges erosion. Yeah, the government now wants to first put some kind of granite boulders and have them wrapped with steel meshing to stop the effect of the waves knocking down the side of the... If that doesn't work, they're thinking of putting jetties, like concrete piers coming out to change the flow of the river. Then there's a bigger idea of dredging the river out, making it, changing the current. First one they'll probably do is try the boulders, see if that works. That's the cheapest.
You're just moving quite fast towards
this. Yeah, very fast. It's very dangerous. But they, we're putting a lot of pressure on the government to do something. It's just one of the many areas we have to work on. Yes?
Today's youth might be explaining the issue. The desire. Of God. But we also speak of that our devotional soul should be unmolted. And how is that to be? We should have this molding. There's no need to do that at all.
If you desire something that Krishna wants you to desire, so that's no material motivation. Everyone has a motive. But if the motive is Krishna's motive, that's considered unmotivated. Other questions? There's been no formal commissioning of the Chaitanya Bhagavat to come out. Ask the question that will bring up a Chaitanya Lila. When Lord Chaitanya was Nimai Pandit in his earlier life, he was the best pundit, the best scholar in Navadvip, and he became renowned as the most expert in Sanskrit grammar, Sanskrit culture. When he would see someone, another pundit, he would immediately call them over, please come here, please come here. Then he would ask them some question. His question would usually be so innocent, simple question, it would be a trap. When they would answer the question, then Lord Chaitanya, they would be committing themselves. This is the answer. Then Lord Chaitanya would take it and defeat them. No, it's wrong. Then after defeating him, it was wrong. Then he would again defeat them as right. It wasn't Lord, that time it was Nimai Pandit. He had kept his identity as, hadn't started his Sankirtan movement. He was just 14 years old. So when the Pandits would see, even the old 50, 60-year-old Pandits would see that here comes Nimai Pandit, they'd run. They'd start, walk out of their house, look, go back in again, lock the door, you know, wait till he gets back. Otherwise, if he catches them, then they'll be finished. He'll defeat them for sure. So he's too embarrassing. But then after Lord Chaitanya, after Nimai Pandit went to Goya and took initiation from Ishwar Puri, then he was a changed person. He'd always told Srivas and others, they used to criticize Nimai Pandit, you're so intelligent, why do you waste your time with this type of Sanskrit, pedantic, academic knowledge? Why don't you engage in pure devotional service to Krishna? He said, I want to do that, but I haven't achieved my guru yet. Unless I take initiation from a bona fide guru, how can I get love for Krishna? So bless me that I'll find a guru. So in this way, he kind of gave them a hope that, well, maybe in the future, but he could put him off and then he'd go on. But he gave a little hope like that. So they blessed him. Yes, may you get a bona fide guru. So then, when he went to Gaya, he took initiation from Ishwar Puri. At that time, then he started to manifest his ecstasies. And he was always chanting Krishna. He came back to Navadvip. He met the Vaishnavas. He begged them for forgiveness for his offenses. He said, now we have to, I want to simply chant Hare Krishna. For so many years I've been neglecting this and that. So he was starting to chant with the devotees on the one side. At the same time, he had the biggest group of young scholars, like a university. He was the number one professor in Navadvip. And the whole town was filled with scholars. It's like a university town. Millions of brahmanas, all just studying and teaching. That was the whole drive. So of all of them, the top students were all with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But before, he just taught them from the very academic point of view. Now every word, every example was all Krishna conscious. So the students were thinking, you know, like, what's happened? Now everything he's explaining, it's all connected with Krishna. What happened to that Nimai Pandit that we knew, the one who just would give us the, you know, real intellectual explanation? Now it's all like colored with this Krishna. So they went and complained to Lord Chaitanya's teacher that Nimai Pandit's not the same anymore. Now he's always talking about Krishna, glorifying Krishna. Something's happened to him. He's not in an argumentative mood. He's not challenging people anymore. So then Gangadas Pandit went to see Nimai Pandit and he said, what happened to you? I hear now, don't you know the duties of the Brahman is to teach others, to be established the truth. You have to be expert in logic and argumentation, baculum, everything. Why are you neglecting your duties? You don't want to leave your responsibilities as a Brahman. Nimai Pandit said, no, don't worry. It's the same Nimai Pandit. Then he went forward onto the road. He said, I challenge anyone. Let them come here. Let them put forward their hypothesis. I'll defeat it. After defeating it, again I'll reestablish it using logic. All the students felt, he's back, to the old form. Good old Nimai Pandit. We were worried when he was becoming this real Krishna conscious. But then, at that time, one relative of Shiva's, he was walking by, and he somehow he just started singing a song about Krishna pastime, about Putana. How Putana was a witch, went to kill Krishna by poisoning Krishna, putting poison on her breast. But Krishna accepted her as his mother, because she offered her breast, whether it was poisoned or not. Gave her liberation, and she could, in the spiritual world, she could have the position of being Krishna's mother. That was Krishna's causes mercy. So it was a beautiful song explaining this. Mercy of Krishna. As soon as Lord Chaitanya heard that song about Krishna, his mind became just fixed, locked in. And he started to feel intense separation for Krishna. He fell on the ground, is rolling. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. All of his students were looking at him. Oh, no. Oh, no, it was like hopeless. He gave you the best understanding, the best knowledge. But I have to admit to you that now I found the samam bonam, the highest perfection of life, is Krishna. And Krishna, love of Krishna. In this age, the process is to achieve that is chanting the names of Krishna. So now, anything I teach you, I cannot divorce Krishna from that. Everything I'm seeing now in relation to Krishna, because that's the highest truth. So if you want me to teach you about Krishna, I'll be very happy to do so. But I'm not going to be able to just teach you in a dry way anymore without any connection to Krishna. It won't be possible for me. Because now I've come to this realization that there's nothing higher than Krishna. So I want to formally release you. You're all my disciples, my students. You've come to me for learning Sanskrit, grammar, poetry, so on. But now I realize that the culmination of Sanskrit culture, of Vedic culture, everything is Brahminical culture, is Krishna consciousness. So I'm going to be teaching and practicing the Harinam Sankirtan movement. So if you want now, you're without any offense, no bad feelings, you're free, you're released, you can go and take some other master to teach you whatever you need to know in the science of Sanskrit. Vedic culture. So one of the leading students, he stood up and he said that you always taught us the best things, Nimai Pandit. Therefore we became your students because you were the most brilliant, you were the most expert, and you've always given us the best education that anyone could ever get in Navadvip. But you never taught us the Harinam Sankirtan before. So we don't know how to do that. So we don't want to go anywhere else. We want to remain as your followers. But you didn't teach us the Harinam Sankirtan, so how we can practice it with you. You know, that kind of broke the ice, and everybody, all the students, they all decided that they'll stay with Lord Chaitanya. Then Srivas and the other devotees are brought, some Sankirtan devotees are brought, and they trained up all the students how to chant Hare Krishna. They're on the side and that people are amazed. Here are all the, you know, number one university students. They're all chanting Hare Krishna with Lord Chaitanya. What's going on here? It's the beginning of his revolution. Sankirtan movement. Normally it's hard to get the very intellectual people. They're very proud. And devotion seems like something which is not very intellectual. It's emotional. But the most intelligent people can understand that actually devotion is the... Intellectually you can also understand it's the highest thing. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, he was able to capture all the best students, all the best brilliant minds of Navadvipa. And they became his active preachers. So like that, we also like to get some intelligent persons. And it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam that the most intelligent people follow Lord Chaitanya. That may not always be educated in college, but practical intelligence, if someone has, they can take up to Krishna consciousness more easily. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya started his Sankirtan movement, had all these young men that were helping his movement, part of his movement. This way the Sankirtan movement expanded. Of course, some of those students, they expanded more and more, but some of them became pretty familiar with Lord Chaitanya. That's why after about 10 years, when Lord Chaitanya was chanting the name of the gopis, by that time all the students were chanting Hare Krishna. Then some other students, they came and said, why are you chanting the name of the gopis? You should chant Hare Krishna. And that disturbed Lord Chaitanya too much. He chased him with a stick. You know, you're telling me I'm the one that taught you everything or some whatever. He just got impatient with him. And after that, they became very offensive to him, and he could realize that they're not going to, as long as I'm a grihastha, they're not going to consider that they're going to offend me. So if I take sannyas, then at least they'll give me the respect of a sannyasi. In those days in India, you'd get respect of sannyasi. Jai Nitai Gaur. Yeah. Now they have arti. You're going to have a, what should you do? All have a kirtan here. You're going to have a kirtan here. Go upstairs if the other devotees have questions, or go to the airport, whatever you want. No, that's it. Actually, I brought some ashes from our fire sacrifice in Mayapur. When I went to Sweden, I gave the type of blessing from the Devi Radha Madhava. There they have a fire sacrifice that goes on every day, morning and night. See, he takes fingernails. The Gurukul students there, they perform the yagyas morning and night. Fire never goes out. They don't light it with a match. It just keeps on burning. They just fan it. It comes up. Well, this is another guest house, another long building, longer than the long building. Somehow the plastic bag got caught. The other way is to heat it up. It's ghee in the ashes. So the ghee is cold, it becomes hard. But just maybe, give me one try at it. I didn't.
Yeah, what did he do to, don't use him, use stories about him vibrating the principles of behaving, not owning them?
He wouldn't break the principles, but he would just be totally spontaneous and do things which ordinarily people wouldn't do. Sometimes he'd just jump into Ganges, swim across, play with the kids, jump back, do a big kirtan. He would just be very ecstatic. He wouldn't care what people were thinking or anything. He'd be totally beyond the social considerations. Also, Avadhutma, he was a mendicant. He was visiting all the holy places from the age of 12. And in his Navadvip, he showed, like Lord Chaitanya, he became very ecstatic in Jagannath Puri, but Nityananda was, Lord Chaitanya would kind of control his ecstasy in front of the public in Navadvip, but Nityananda would just be ecstatic all the time. So he's known as Avadhut. Above rules and regulations. But he wouldn't break any, he wouldn't do anything unethical or something. It was just that he would do something which would be like, nobody could understand what he was doing at all. He would do things that nobody could understand.
When he was taken away by this sannyasi, was this sannyasi remodeling the food sometimes in years?
No. It's another sannyasi.
Was he initiated by Madhavendra?
Yes. He's initiated by Madhavendra Puri, but as far as the sannyasi that took him around India was another sannyasi. So he is accepted, he and Advaita are initiated by. Who wants to know? He should probably go on this flight, right? Why is she worried? When Janava Devi, the wife of Nityananda, went back to the birthplace of Nityananda. Then, after Nityananda had left the world, she went on to visit her husband's birthplace, Nityananda's birthplace. Then they met one old man was walking along, and he was with his cane, and he was just shaking his head, and he was crying, and he was saying something. I said, "What is he? What is he? What's? Why is he so sad? What is he?" "So what's the matter, my dear sir?" And he's Nityananda. Oh. It's never been the same without Nityananda. Whole village has become lifeless, dead, ever since Nityananda left. How fortunate we were that we had Nityananda here. No one could. Then he went into an elaborate description of Nityananda, how he would play with different leelas with his friends, and how Harayoja, his father, everywhere he would go, he would always take Nityananda with him. Couldn't live without Nityananda. And then Harayoja, when that pastime with the sannyasi, he said, "I'll give you whatever you want." And the sannyasi said, "You'll give me Nityananda." "Nityananda! No, Nityananda!" He's like, just fainted. He couldn't believe what he was hearing. So then, of course, he gave Nityananda because he didn't want to teach his son an irreligious principle. As a Brahmin, he gave his word. If he broke his word, then if he trained his son like that, it would be very bad. Years ago, Brahmanas used to avowedly be truthful. Whatever they say, they would do. But it killed Harayoja. He couldn't live without Nityananda. But right after Nityananda left with that sannyasi, all the villagers, they said, "Why did you give away Nityananda? He wanted a disciple. We would have given our son. We got so many ordinary kids. You could take one. But how could he give Nityananda? He was the life of the whole village. He was everything for everyone." All the people in that village, they love Nityananda more than their own children. They're all pure devotees. They say, "Why didn't you take my son? Why did you give away Nityananda?" It's like the residents in Vrindavan, they love Krishna more than their own children. So this old man was lamenting. After that, once Nityananda left, all the kids, they ran off. Everyone, just like the whole, this place has never been the same. Nityananda, he's become preaching everywhere, but never came back. Never came back. Like this, he was just crying, and then they all paid their obeisances to him, realizing he was a great devotee. Yes. After Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri, he ordered him to go back and get married. He said, "I am teaching sannyas dharma. You should go back and show the good example. No need for both of us to be sannyasis. You be a grihastha." But they couldn't find anyone to marry Nityananda. I couldn't find a match. Someone who was qualified. Some ordinary woman wouldn't do. So it was like a stalemate. Finally, the two daughters of Suryakanta Sarakela, Janava and Basuda, who are actually the incarnations of Lakshmi Devi, Revati and Baruni, the consorts of Balaram, he was married to them. That's a whole other pastime. That was earlier. Yes. Nityananda is older than Chaitanya. Later, when only after Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement started. But it's something like that, but not, you know, the way they show it. Nityananda was in Vrindavan, and he had a dream that Krishna now has appeared. When Nityananda was in Vrindavan, all the animals were coming and licking him. Balaram was in Vrindavan, everyone was overjoyed. So he was staying there. Then he had a vision that now Lord Chaitanya Krishna is in Navadvip. Now he started the Sankirtan movement. Now it's time for me to go. So then Lord Nityananda went to Navadvip, but he hid in the house of one devotee, Nandana Acharya. When he arrived, immediately Lord Chaitanya announced to all his followers that now my counterpart, my eternal associate, Nityananda, has come here. So you go out and find him. So the devotees looking everywhere, where's Nityananda? They went all over Navadvip, house to house, looking, where's Nityananda? Knocking on people's doors. Is there Nityananda here or not? Followers of Lord Chaitanya. And finally, you know, it's like 9 o'clock at night, everyone's asleep. Those days you used to go to sleep early. They're still knocking. You know, what are you doing? This time of night, go to sleep. You know. They went back to Lord Chaitanya and they said, we couldn't find him. Did you look everywhere? We looked everywhere. We couldn't find him. Of course you couldn't find him. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can't find God by looking for him. He has to reveal himself to you. If he doesn't reveal himself to you, you can't find him. But I can find him. So tomorrow we'll go and we'll find him. Bring the Sankirtan party. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya, in the morning, he went with all the devotees in the big Harinam, going through Navadvip here and there, going around. Nityananda was sitting in the house of Nandana Acharya in the courtyard. And then the Kirtan party. Lord Chaitanya could hear in the distance the kirtan. Nityananda started very ecstatic hearing the kirtan. He jumped up. Then Lord Chaitanya entered into the courtyard, followed by the devotees. And then Nityananda said, Gauranga! And Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda! And they just looked at each other. They started crying, you know, Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! They ran to each other and they're embracing. They're crying, you know. And then the devotees, they just exploded. Tearing their hair out, rolling in the ground. They went mad. That time, even the demigods from the heavenly planets, they're playing their dundumi drums and raining flower petals down, seeing Krishna and Balaram reunited in the Kali Yuga. Then together, they took all the devotees out through Navadvip. And everyone, for the first time, they could see Nitai and Gaur together. They didn't need an introduction. This is Lord Chaitanya. This is Nityananda. Pleased to meet you. They knew each other. So Gadadhar, I used to make green tamarind chutney. Whenever he'd make that, suddenly Lord Chaitanya would appear at his house. You make such good green tamarind chutney. Whenever you cook it, somehow or another, I'll be here. So Gadadhar wouldn't cook much, but when he cooked for his deity, sometime he would cook this. You don't get green tamarind in the West. You just get that brown tamarind. It's not considered so sattvic. When it's green, it's considered sattvic, right fresh from the tree. So there were certain places that Lord Chaitanya would always be. He would be at the house of Raghava Pandit. He would be wherever Nityananda was dancing. Nityananda would dance, Lord Chaitanya's there. When Sachimata would offer her prasadam, Lord Chaitanya would be there. And when Gadadhar Pandit, and then in the house of Raghava Pandit, he's always there. They added water. I said it was ghee. Don't need to add water. Water and ghee don't mix. But some of the nicest pastimes with Gadadhar in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when he was serving Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya. In Navadvip, Gadadhar was mainly playing a supportive role, although Lord Chaitanya personally arranged his initiation ceremony with Pundarik Vidyanidhi. This is the ashes from that fire sacrifice. It's the Sudarshan Chakra. Anyone want?
Yeah.
The stamp? This and also another purpose. they brand sometimes Vaishnava, they heat it up and it lasts for a few months. You don't do that in the West, people sue us or something. Barbaric. Apparently it doesn't hurt so much. But.